We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by the Reverend Bob Goeckeler on July 20, 2025 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida. The title is A Tough Choice.
Our gospel reading today comes from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 38 to 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today, we had two rather short scripture readings. Sometimes that's just the way it works out in the lectionary. Other times they can be rather lengthy. Though they were short today, they were certainly packed with lots to think about. In words of the New Living Translation, David asks, "Who may worship in your sanctuary? Who may enter the presence of the Lord God?" Does that question mean that only some people are to worship in the house of the Lord, or to be welcomed into the presence of the Lord? Now keep in mind that this comes from the Old Testament writings, but the spirit of what he says can be applied to us who live under the covenant of the New Testament and the renewal Jesus offers. While we are called to be welcoming of all people, saints and sinners alike, God knows what is in our hearts. God knows whether we come before him with hearts that truly want to embrace his love and forgiveness, and embrace the love for one another that we are commanded to live by? Or do we come before him to look like saintly people, but who choose to not live by the precepts and commandments God has given us? In our psalm reading, David goes on to answer his question in a way that is rather reminiscent of what many of us heard last week in the lawyer's response to Jesus. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." That certainly summarizes it, but David puts it in understandable, common terms with some specific examples. Examples that we can surely relate to. Those who lead blameless lives and do what is right, speaking the truth from sincere hearts. Those who refuse to gossip or harm their neighbors or speak evil of others and keep their promises even when it hurts. It would be pretty tough to argue with any of those standards. But can any of us really say we have met those standards all the time? I rather doubt it. We may try, but our human natures too often lead us elsewhere. The good thing, though, is that Jesus understood our human natures, and because of him, we, along with our brothers and sisters, can still come into the presence of the Lord. In our reading from the Gospel according to Luke, we hear about Martha and Mary, who were in the actual physical presence of the Lord Jesus. Were they blameless and righteous? We don't know that. They were human. But there was a bit of a misunderstanding or difference of opinion as to what they should or should not be doing. Martha had invited Jesus to her home. Much like you or me, when we invite someone to our home, we want to be good hosts. We want everything to be just right. We want our guest to be comfortable. We want to provide a good meal for them. Of course, we also want to be good company to them while they are with us. Martha and Mary were trying, but had some different priorities. What a unique and powerful opportunity this was to have their Lord Jesus right there in their home with them. A time to talk and share. A time to really absorb the very presence of this Son of God. Mary sat at Jesus' feet, taking in every word he said. Martha was busy getting everything ready, wanting everything to be just so. After all, it had to be perfect for her special guest. As the New Living Translation puts it, Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. I can understand that. It's a lot of work. We don't know whether Martha's sister Mary lived in the same house with her, but she was there for this event. She may have helped with preparations earlier, but at least once Jesus was there, Mary sat and listened to him. Perhaps, to some extent, it was up to her to entertain their guest. We don't invite someone to our home and then simply abandon them while we hustle about doing our chores. We don't have those details. But regardless, Martha was getting upset with Mary, as it seemed that she was left to do all the work by herself. That does seem a bit unfair. The parables of Jesus don't always seem fair to us. Think of the parable of the workers in the vineyard, who all received the same pay whether they worked all day or only for an hour. Yet Jesus always has an important message to teach us. Martha complains to Jesus about her sister. "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself?" I can understand that. I'd feel the same way. Jesus responds, "Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her." Certainly not the response Martha expected. I think this story paints a good picture of most of us. We worry and fret over little details. Mowing the lawn before it rains. Cleaning the kitchen. What to make for supper. Did I remember to water the geranium? The bulletin isn't printing just right. The meeting isn't following the right agenda order. Ultimately, things that really don't make a whole lot of difference. Aren't we all guilty from time to time? Mary chose the one thing worth being concerned about. Our reading does not explain that, but I think we can safely say that she chose to embrace the time with Jesus, absorbing everything he had to say and teach. She wanted to learn from him of the things that last forever, of God and eternal life, rather than being concerned about things that only matter for the instant, today and tomorrow, make no difference at all. Jesus was there for this short time, and she had only a short time to learn the path to the life Jesus promised. That is true for us too. We are here for only so long. We need to focus everything on Jesus and what he taught us, and not let the insignificant matters of the day take our eyes off of him. It can be a tough choice, but is ultimately the right choice. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, guide our hearts and minds to focus on you and your gospel message of love and life. Help us to embrace what truly matters. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on July 20, 2025 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida by the Reverend Bob Geckler. The title was A Tough Choice. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.